Lucy is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. And the day before reinstituted coronavirus restrictions go into effect. On Sunday, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced measures issued by her administration's public health director. Those measures mean, beginning at midnight tonight, among other things, restaurants in Michigan will again be limited to delivery and takeout. High school and college classes can only be online, and high school athletic events are canceled for at least the next 3 weeks. With us on the WEMU Newsline today is Susan Cerniglia. Susan is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department, and thank you so much again for your time.
Yes, good morning.
I would imagine the new restrictions announced by the governor Sunday evening were not a surprise to you or of those you work with in the health department. What was the reaction when you heard?
I think on the base level, some gratitude, because really at this point, things are at a much higher level than we were in the spring, and our public health capacity is really running overwhelmed. And that is challenging day after day, as well as concerns about the healthcare capacity as our hospitalizations increase.
I take from that response that as we look at coronavirus in Washtenaw County, the spike locally is as bad as it is in much of the rest of the state and around the country.
Yes, we certainly have our cases higher than we've seen them. Our test positivity is way up, and our hospitalizations are increasing. And of course, deaths do follow hospitalizations. We're not seeing the death rates we necessarily saw earlier, but again, those hospitalizations are trending up, and that's not a good sign.
Yeah, and to further that part of the conversation, particularly on the west side of the state and some in northern Michigan, the hospitals are actually overrun. I don't think we're there yet locally, but where do we stand with our hospital capacity in Washtenaw County?
Well, as you just said, the capacity isn't strained yet in this local, in our local area. However, it is trending that way, and as we see it in other parts of Michigan, you know, that becomes a concern, because if hospitals are overwhelmed in one area, there is a system for allowing that capacity to shift to other areas. So that could affect our capacity locally. And certainly as we enter the winter months, a big concern is flu season. Our hospital capacity locally during flu season tends to get maxed or close to maxed. So if we get that combined impact of both COVID-19 and flu-related hospitalizations, will definitely be strained, if not overwhelmed.
I guess the message is get your flu shot if you haven't already.
Correct. Anything we can prevent at this point, we want to prevent. And of course, that includes, you know, COVID, those prevention strategies that we're all tired of hearing and using. They do work. And as we reach these high levels of illness, that means that the likelihood of getting exposed is literally up everywhere. So using them becomes even more important.
Well, when coronavirus first hit and we were unsure how widespread it would become, we were looking at creating temporary hospital spaces and treatment areas. Are we back to putting those plans in place because the potential of that need arising exists again?
You know, I certainly know those conversations are happening among hospitals. You know, as you say, many of them were set up and being put into place early on. And then fortunately, you know, with the stay home, stay safe orders and some of those measures, we really did trend back down and the facilities weren't used. So, you know, that's definitely a backup strategy and something I'm sure that health systems are looking at this point. But the first and preferred choice would definitely be for us to work together and reduce those trends, not only for the impact on people's individual health, but for this overall system impact.
Our conversation with Washtenaw County Health Department spokesperson Susan Cerniglia continues on 89.1 WEMU. I know the onslaught of difficult-to-digest news throughout the year on top of the pandemic has left us all a bit weary, but for frontline workers, it has been nonstop full immersion, and now it's going to get worse yet again. First of all, should we peek around Christmas, as many experts believe, do we have enough medical personnel to deal with it?
You know, what we're hearing at this point, if funds continue, I think the short answer, you know, is no. Our healthcare systems, like our public health system, is under a lot of strain, and those systems over time just aren't built with a lot of extra flexibility or capacity, right? That's just not how our reimbursement system works. That's not how any of it works. So it's not a good scenario as we move towards a time potentially with a lot more gathering. We've seen the impact of gatherings at some of our other holiday times over the course of this pandemic. We've seen that impact of, for example, 4th of July and of loosening and restrictions. And each of those does tend to impact cases, you know, weeks after.
As the professionals deal with the reality of COVID-19, it can, as I mentioned, be overwhelming. Are there more mental health and well-being services available to help them better cope?
There are certainly those systems available. And of course, we continue to encourage people, you know, not only to get help if they're feeling in crisis or in strain, but to access that help at any time. We're fortunate, particularly in Washtenaw County, to have the local millage that's been put mm-hmm. into place. And that means those community mental health services and crisis services are available to everyone. So 24/7, people can call that 734-544-3050 number. You can ask questions. You can get referrals. You can get crisis support. So a very important entryway for everyone, especially now.
Prior to the pandemic, the Washtenaw County Health Department was already a lean operation. Since the onset, the demands on you and your department staff have increased exponentially. Just kind of on a human-to-human level, how is everyone doing?
You know, I heard some of our team members this week use the word beleaguered.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a good description. You know, this has been months and months of working, you know, all of the hours we possibly can. In some ways, in more recent months, we've had some really what's temporary funding come on board, and we've been able to add additional temporary staff, especially to our contact tracing and case investigation operations. However, you know, that doesn't really alleviate much of the pressure, and it doesn't help us try to keep up with any of the other non-COVID functions that we try to have available. So it's just, you know, no end in sight, but at the same time, there's an incredible, you know, commitment and dedication to being there for our communities and community members. You know, I see and have conversations with staff members literally, you know, all hours of the evening and all during the weekends, and people following up on resident questions and concerns. And that's really just how, you know, people are. They want to be there for their community members, and we really need to be cautious and careful at this point because of the ongoing strain mm-hmm. on ourselves that we can continue to be there.
Once again, you're listening to 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Washtenaw County Health's Susan Cerniglia. As you mentioned, everyone everywhere is approaching a Thanksgiving holiday with choices to make. The state, the county, health experts, everyone advising against travel and get-togethers. Not everyone is going to heed that advice. What do you say to that part of our community?
You know, it's incredibly difficult, and we have an obligation to let people know of the risks, and not only the risks to themselves personally, but potentially to their families, and, you know, the impact moving forward on our public health and healthcare system. That's not something we take lightly, and it's not something we say to increase fear or to try and, you know, motivate people that way. However, it is the reality right now. With the amount of virus circulating in our community and in other communities, getting together, especially if you do that without precautions, like a family meal would be, because you can't eat with your face covering on, there is a clear and likely risk of exposure and of exposing someone you love. The last thing that we want to see is not have that family all be able to be together at future holidays. So hopefully we can do this temporarily and as, again, hopefully a precaution, but really a bit more than a precaution right now, you know, a need. We're at the point where every indication of virus circulating is up and has increased, as you said, exponentially, and we have to take that seriously.
Susan, on behalf of a grateful community, thanks for the work you and all you of you and your department are doing. It has been a true pleasure to have you use WEMU to put forth the message that is so necessary to keep us as safe as possible as we move forward.
Thank you. We very much appreciate that.
That is Susan Cerniglia. She is Communications and Health Promotion Administrator for the Washtenaw County Health Department. I'm David Fair, and this is your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.